Welcome, everyone, to the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire podcast. I am Julie Anderson, also known as Brand Lady Julie, and I am so excited to be here with yet another wonderful, wonderful female entrepreneur who is doing amazing things in her career, but also doing a little something, something extra for the upcoming generation of female entrepreneurs. So we're excited to hear the message, the wonderful message that she has for us today. Her name is Nicole Christofferson. Nicole, welcome to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to just get to speak with you and share our passions. So thank you.
I love it. Absolutely. Before we get started in the interview, let me just read a little bit of Nicole's professional bio. Nicole Christofferson is a highly respected and sought after real estate expert who has been helping couples, families, and individuals buy and sell distinctive homes since 2003. While a Southern California native, Nicole recently relocated to Austin, Texas from Newport Beach, California, expanding her business and services across state lines. From foremost coastal and foothill properties in Orange County to the beautiful Texas Hill Country, she is renowned for her in-depth real estate knowledge, including demographics, market trends, and timing, property sales, management, and leasing. So once again, welcome to the Women Entrepreneur Show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. So exciting. I can't wait to get to the exciting things that you've got, that you're doing now in your business. But we heard about your real estate background, but tell us a little bit about that journey. Like, why did you decide to become a real estate agent, or I should say real estate professional, and do what you are doing, and kind of brought you to where you're at today, working both in inland in Texas and out on the coast. So give us a little bit about your journey.
Absolutely. So to start, why I got into real estate, it was a recommendation from my father, who's an entrepreneur, because he felt that the lifestyle that realtors were able to have was going to be very complimentary for my family in the future. And so I gave it a go after I'd returned from studying abroad. So I'm a former educator, elementary educator. And I said, what the heck, it's now or never to try it. And once I got into the industry, I really realized that I was able to teach people about the home buying and selling process. And so I was able to utilize my teaching skills and passion for helping others with their homes. And so it kind of flowed nicely. And while I wasn't in the market to be purchasing my home, I learned so much from the top producers that I was surrounded by in the boutique brokerage I was at. And my mentor who I worked for. And then I just carried that through. You know, I grew a little bit older and met my husband and started my family and was doing great business and growing my book of business within my sphere of influence. A lot of my business has been built on my relationships throughout my life. So sphere of influence and referrals. And then once I started having children, I was inspired to start my own brokerage. So in 2014, at 8 months pregnant, I started NMC Realty in Orange County. And I had a small boutique real estate firm until this last year when I expanded across state lines and started a team in Austin, Texas. So having children and seeing our industry evolve is what made me or inspired me to start my own brokerage. My clients were used to my services and were hiring me. And so they supported me in that business venture, I should say. And so did my husband and my family. So I'm an inspiration to my children. They've watched me start my brokerage from the ground floor and grow it organically. I have very passionate women that work on my real estate team in California and are dedicated to exclusive representation like me. And my daughters and my husband have been a big part of it from the beginning. So when I expanded to Texas, I decided, hey, I'd done that before. I'm going to start a team and hang my license with another broker here and begin helping clients a little bit quicker, because we all know starting a business takes a lot of extra time. And with that, I partnered with eXp Realty, which is a new global digital brokerage. They've been around for 6 or so years, handful of years. And I was brought up into leadership when I joined here in Texas. And that relationship inspired me to transition my brokerage in California so we could have, you know, synchronized branding and my teams could be united. and they could have all of the resources to provide real estate advice and do real estate services across state lines and even across country lines. So that's been really, really fun. And the transition again at this time in my life inspired me to put my life's motto out into the world. And I launched I founded Work Hard, Smile Large, which has been created from my family's life motto. So when my children were very young and they were watching me work 7 days a week and help numerous families throughout the year with their housing needs, Work Hard, Smile Large is just what I told them every day. I work this hard so we can smile large. And so the people I help can smile and be happy. And we say it to each other every single day. So this year, or in 2022, I should say, I launched Work Hard, Smile Large, a positivity community. And I'm just trying to inspire the youth that are in our communities and in our social networks and our professional networks, be able to utilize the tools that we have in our businesses and in our professional lives with one another in their educational communities and in their families and in their friend groups. So it all flows really nicely. And it's really all been inspired by my family and, you know, my history of helping them and the time that I dedicate to each bucket of my life. They all kind of work together. And so my clients and my business and my teams are part of my family, and my family is a part of my businesses. And it really does help me maintain work-life balance, right? It's never perfect. It's always a work in progress, but this just helps everybody have a bit greater understanding of what it takes and why we do it. You know, we want to make people smile and we want to smile.
So you've had a lot of, because you gave us a lot,
yeah.
But let's kind of break that down. So you've really had a lot of transition in your life, being a school teacher, right? Mm-hmm. That's one bucket. And then you utilize some of the whole skill set that you had with teaching, being a teacher, in to kind of educating your clients in the real estate business, because they're two very different businesses as a whole, right? One, you know, you're working just for the schools, and now you went into working for a company and then even branched off into becoming even more of an entrepreneur by establishing your own boutique firm. And then, you know, kind of going into and moving. I mean, that must have been a huge, how did you, let's kind of go back to that point and making this move, this big move. A lot of people from California are moving to Texas, but making that move to Texas, how did you ride the waves of those changes that you had to experience, other than just joining EXP and, you know, coming in as an agent? But how did you emotionally and your family balance and all of that, how did you do that as an entrepreneur in managing that flow from into two completely different states and still being able to keep both of them flowing? Because you still had your real estate business in California when you started in Texas, right?
And it's still my primary business. You know, I've only really been active here in the Texas market for about a year. So I think what really supports any transition like that is the support that you get from the people around you. I had cheerleaders. My clients were my cheerleaders. I'm a huge communicator. And when I started talking about it with my clients, I found that my business was growing from that. I had clients that were in my sphere of influence and in my book of business that are very VIP to me that were very supportive of it because they were investing across state lines. So it really opened up the conversation rather than me being scared to breach the subject, you know, and see what the feedback would be. They were already thinking across state lines. I think through technology first and foremost, and then also through the changes in our world in the last few years, I think people had opened their mind and were looking at things more nationwide and not so, you know, within their immediate community. So it was very well received. And I found that the more I talked about it and the more honest I was about it, because our move in this transition was really based on, you know, grounded morals and values. Like, my husband's business had to expand, and this was the best thing for my husband's business. And we both are each other's cheerleaders. I actually just texted him today. I'm like, thank you so much for being my cheerleader all the time, because if not now, then when?
Yeah.
We watch very influential and very educated people do a lot of things in their lives. We read it in history books and all over the place. And why be afraid of change? You know, like you can always do things the way you've always done them. But if you never try something and you don't make change without grounded reason, right? Like we knew we wanted to move somewhere that was better for his business. We knew that we had visited and it was beautiful. We knew that the weather was great. We knew that there were a lot of good things coming along with it, good school system. So our kind of motto in life was, it's our adventure. And there's professional reasons why we're doing it. And there's personal reasons why we're doing it. If not now, then when? So, you know, everything doesn't have to be a vacation. We always say we could always go back, right? That's very safe. But if we want our life to be an adventure and we want to write our own book and our own story, then let's do it and let's do it together. So it's all about doing it together. We're all, you know, we communicate with our friends and family about it. And we had the support of everybody, even though they were sad that we wouldn't be with them all the time as regularly. They fully supported us and they still do. So I think any major transition that I've made in my career, I communicated with the people that I trusted and that cared about me, and I valued their feedback throughout the process. So that was helpful to have that. And that's kind of what's helped us carry through with it.
You know, I love that. It's funny because I just finished up a 5-day challenge goal, you know, goal setting, achieving, brain hacking, goal setting thing for 2023. And it's one of the things that I hit on yesterday was community. Right. And how valuable that community is. And I think that's really important, especially for women entrepreneurs. And they don't have to have a family that supports them. Right. It doesn't have to be the family. You even said that your business associates that you have within your, you know, your agents,
my clients,
your clients
through, you know, their home sales or home purchases. And I asked their opinions and I talked to them about it and I had their support, too.
See, and that's beautiful. And I think women, we don't always reach out for help and we don't always reach out for that support because sometimes we think we have to be the one that's doing the supporting, right?
And that's really what Work Hard, Smile Large is trying to share with our communities and with the youth that we mentor, is that we need to talk to one another. We need to share our ideas. We need to collaborate. We need to inspire one another, even though it might not be the same answer for every person. That's how we as professionals have moved forward in life and, you know, helped one another and learned from one another. It's very powerful. And so that is a lot of what Work Hard, Smile Large is founded on. And it's amazing. You just talked about, you did some goal setting. I think you just said that you were working on your goals for this year. So that's like one of our biggest events that we've ever done with Work Hard, Smile Large. It's in 2 weeks. We are doing a live virtual vision mapping session. And I have amazing speakers. They're going to guide us through some of the mapping, the vision mapping. And it's going to be bigger than I've ever done it. I started doing it with my team. And then it grew to inviting some of our affiliates in and my clients in to do it with me over the past 5 or 6 years. And now this year, we're going to have friends, clients, affiliates, two states nationwide. I have women who have real estate teams throughout the nation that are going to be inviting their real estate teams to follow along with us on the vision mapping session. Nice. And it's my passion to just share it with more people because it's been so powerful for my team and my friends that have participated with us over the last few years. So it'll be our first big event for 2023 for Work Hard, Smile Large on January 31st.
I love it.
Yeah.
So tell me when, tell me a little bit about what exactly is Work Hard, Smile Large, and how do the listeners connect with you on that? Right. So tell me a little bit about that company, that organization, that, whatever that exactly is.
Yeah. It's a community group right now. So when I founded Work Hard, Smile Large in 2022, and we can talk on a really honest topic, like it was not easy for my children to transition into new school communities, and mostly for my oldest daughter. She had a difficult time because it was a different social environment than what she was used to. She came from a very small public school where the children were not very segregated or cliquey or anything like that. And she found that this new school was more difficult for her to be friends with everyone. And so in order to help her through her struggles last year, I said, well, people here in our new community need to know what Work Hard, Smile Large is. That's what we say to each other every day when you leave my site. You know, before they leave my site, I say work hard and they say smile large. And so does my team. And so do a lot of my friends too. And so we just decided to start the business together. And so she was there and alongside me for the brand creation. She's there for when we mastermind what events we're going to do. She helped me build the website, which we just launched in December of 2022. And she's an integral part of that because we used that as a tool for her educational social community to get to know more about her and who she is and why she wants to be friends with everybody. And that's okay. You don't need to be clicky and competitive. And I think that the education system does somewhat put some competition between children. And it's just how it is. That's not going to change. But you know, when it happens in social lives and social settings for them, it's very difficult. So she's really broken those barriers for her friends, and they're in middle school now, and they sit with different friends at lunch, and they all say work hard. Right? They all say smile large after I say work hard every morning when I see them at drop off. And they're begging to be a part of our events and help me with them with the planning and the setup and stuff. And so we do numerous events. We did like an end of year pool party last year, which was called Splashing into Summer. We did Babes, Blades, and Bubbles, where we did adult. And I don't try to make, I Work Hard, Smile Large is not just female based. We want it to be co-ed because our dads and our brothers, and you know what I mean? There's a lot of people who mentor us as well and are part of our children's upbringing, but we do Babes, Blades, and Bubbles. We do sip and shares. So I do little mastermind sessions. We do a once a month coffee shop. We call it ladies night. And the kids bring their homework once a month for 2 hours. And we sit and talk with each other as professionals and as friends in the community. And the kids do their spelling words together and hang out and talk. And we're mirroring to them how they can pour into one another in different ways. That is really what it was founded on. It was really founded to help our new community in the Austin area know who we are, because our friends and our family and our community in California had heard this for years, you know, while they were watching me raise my children and build my team and help my clients. And so it grew very quickly here, and everybody loves, you know, helping us out. And more importantly, my children's community and their friends are inspiring one another and helping one another. And it just needs to spread farther, which is why I'm super passionate about my next event this month being nationwide and being live and virtual, because we'll do it on a business day for the professionals and the adults. And then I'm mirroring the event on February 5th, and we're doing a youth vision mapping event. So I'm going to take it one step farther, where we all can invite the youth we know or our children, our friends and family to participate on the weekend. And we can all focus on our vision for 2023 together, where my children have watched me with it for years and we've never done that for them. So we're mirroring one another. You know, I'm showing them how to help one another and be positive impact in their community, and it's growing. So I'm so excited.
I love it. I love it. And you know what? I'm going to have to. So how old is your daughter? If you don't mind me asking.
No, it's okay. I have an 11-year-old daughter and I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I have a couple of, we've had the privilege of interviewing a couple of amazing young girls and the things that they're doing. And I'm going to have to connect everybody or have Kelly connect all of you. Post, because I think you'd be great. Great. There'd just be a nice connection there for you to share each other's messages and connect. So we'll do that offline, but it's a beautiful thing that you are doing, and you're training your daughter not only to build that community and to communicate and to interact in a healthy, positive way, right? Because we need so much more of that, especially in those tender, you know, years of growing, but you're also showing her the entrepreneurial side. So she's learning how do I actually build a business, you know, once I'm in that position, if that's the path she chooses, you know, to be able to do that.
The time it takes. And when they see us working those, you know, extra hours at different times of the day and the evening, and why we do it, and pulling her in and pulling my other daughter in to be a part of that, helped them understand what my focus was on after dinner and things like that, when I was, you know, using my extra time to brainstorm and build and, you know, work with them on it. So it's been very inspirational for them. And it's helped create a greater understanding for work-life balance for them too.
I like that. Now, if we could just teach our animals that. Sometimes the dogs are like, okay, it's 5 o'clock. I want the attention now. All right. So you've obviously made a lot of transitions. Are you feeling like you're done evolving, or do you think that you're going to continue to evolve in your businesses?
You know, I don't think we ever stop learning and growing. So for me to say, I want to stop evolving, I just think that's at a disadvantage to just my heart and, you know, what the world has to offer us. I think I still have so much more to learn and, you know, grow from and to share with my children and other people. So I'm definitely not done. I'm hoping Work Hard, Smile Large can grow into somewhat of an educational platform. So these experiences aren't just events. We could do some sort of workshops and, you know, maybe camps or things like that. And so it's not done. My story's not over. And transitioning NMC Realty Group to Texas was just the beginning. We leveled up. We're a luxury real estate team. My team here is all doing fantastic. We've got, I think everybody's signing a listing contract with somebody this week. And that's just unheard of in these times right now with the shifting market. And so we're never done. There's always more to learn and grow from. So
beautiful. And you know what? I think as the brain lady, right, I am always saying that all that growth, it just, the more you grow, the more you create. Right, the more you learn, the more neural connections you're constantly creating in your brain. And the more neural connections you have, the more neural pathways, the healthier your brain's going to stay for the longer. It just improves your longevity.
The more people you get to connect with. Yes. I honestly, through everything I do and through my path, I love saying yes and taking advantage of every opportunity to be involved in different events and things that are happening. But I get to meet the most amazing people. And I think that is really neat too, because there's so many people in this world, and I look forward to, you know, learning from others. And so that's also really neat, is the personal connections I get to make through my business and through, you know, Work Hard, Smile Large as well.
I love it. So because you're doing this and you're involving those youth and you have your, you know, let's do the vision board and all of that with the adults, but then you're also incorporating that and teaching that to younger generation. What significance do you see in mentoring those younger generations? How important do you feel that is?
I feel like it is priceless. I find as a former educator that administration in certain cases doesn't have that same passion and that heart in their classroom because of the curriculum and the requirements by the different states and school systems. And so I feel like it's priceless right now. I feel like their time outside of their classroom can definitely complement their in-time classroom, and the time that they're not even at school and what they're capable of is so powerful. They're our future. And if they can just go into it knowing that their hard work is going to pay off and that they can enjoy all their hard work and not be beat up by it and not compete with one another, I just think the world can be so much more beautiful in the future. I believe in that.
Yeah, that is so true. I love that. The being able to teach collaboration versus competition, I think is huge, because when you get all those brains together and they're working together and they're collaborating, you know, that's when amazing things are developed, right? As opposed to, you know, that competition. So I love that. All right. So I want to make sure that everybody who's listening or watching is able to stay connected with you. So again, I'm going to pop up the Facebook and Instagram. You can either, if you want to stay with her on the Realty side, it's NMC Realty. And then on Instagram, it is Work Hard, smile large. I like that. I really like that motto. Work hard, smile large. If you want to get in touch with Nicole, you can send an email to nmc@globalresultspr.com. And that way she can, you can stay connected with her, or just, you know, follow her in the, stay connected on social media. I find that's a really good way to connect with people and find out what's happening. And I'm sure you share on social the links to any of the events that you have coming up.
Go to our link tree in the bio on Work Hard, Smile Large and Instagram. Our events are always going to be there and up to date. And you can also go to our website, www.workhardsmilelarge.com. And we have an events page there, as well as some merchandise if you want to have some Work Hard, Smile Large stickers or sweatshirts or anything like that. So definitely a lot of ways to get connected with us.
I love it. Well, Nicole, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today and hearing all the exciting things you got going on.
Well, thank you so much for your support. And I'm excited. Hopefully you can join us at one of our virtual events as well.
Oh, that would be fun. We'll have to, you know, see if we can get it on the calendar. I would love that. I would love that. Beautiful. So for all the listeners, if you want to stay connected, all of this information that I've been popping up is also in the show page. If you're listening in your mobile office or something, then go back to the episode show page and it'll have all the ways that you can stay connected to Nicole. It'll also have the ways that you can follow us and stay connected with Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. You can go to womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com as our primary website. Woohoo! It's finally redone and out. long time in coming. You can join as a member in the Women Entrepreneurs. We're also going to be doing a collaborative book, Women Excelling Everywhere, that we would love to have people show interest in if you are interested in being a part of that book. You can also follow us on Instagram. We are I'm not sure if we have this down here in the, there we go. We at dot extraordinaire on social, on Instagram. And you can also go to Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire with on, in as a group, Facebook group. You can also, if you are interested in being on the show or want us to cover a topic on the show, maybe you're just struggling with a certain type thing as a female entrepreneur, go ahead and reach out to Kelly, our liaison. Wrong email. See, I knew I was going to do this. Reach out to Kelly at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That's the email that you want to use. And after that, just follow us, like us, share this interview because it's really great. I love the inspiration that Nicole is providing for you as a female entrepreneur to branch out a little bit beyond your core business and see what you can do in a community setting, in your community, or with the youth. There's so many opportunities. And if you that's too big for you to jump into, then connect with Nicole and see what you can do to support her community and help out with that. All right. Until next time, I want everyone out there to take a nice deep breath and go out and simply enjoy every moment.